two.
Peace.
Two.
Welcome to episode 86 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Today.
Looks like we got a caller.
What?
What? Why is that so surprising to you?
I didn't think we were taking calls at this point in time.
I've been advertising a little bit.
Behind my back, I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, do what you need to do. It's your show.
It's time for our first Skype call. Well, hey, welcome to 2P Start Live. Who is this that we're speaking to?
This is Crystal in Black and White on your site.
Well, hey, welcome to the show.
Hello. I wanted to congratulate Tim and Sarah on their baby. Never got to comment about that. And then I had a question for you, Ray.
Sure.
Yeah, I was listening to your podcast and always listening, hearing about your singleness.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, it was, why is it so hard for you to get a girl?
That's a great question. In fact, that's our topic of the week this week, I think.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I'm just like, listening, I'm like, God, if you were on the East Coast, I'd be like, where are you?
Hey.
Hey, girl, hey. Oh, man. Boy, I think Tim would be better equipped to answer this question for me.
Yes, because I know all of Ray's faults, and I actually have a list right here in front of me of why Ray can't get a girl. No, actually... you know, that's a great question. Ray's a great guy. That's tough. I don't know. Maybe it's because of where you live. Maybe Oregon's just not the prime pickings there. I don't know.
Well, I tried moving, but it was only about 10 minutes away from where I previously lived, so that didn't quite work out too well.
Same people, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say too much on air, but I'm definitely working on some bites, I guess, but we'll see if anything comes of it. I guess if I were to have one quality, you know, a lot of, in my opinion, it's about getting myself prepared, like getting me the best that I can be before I can find a really good girlfriend. And I think at this point I just need to drop Sonic altogether. If I can drop Sonic, then I'll be solid. That's my thought.
If they can't accept it, then they're not worth it.
See,
That is partly true.
Yes,
because...
except we're talking about Sonic here. Like if I truly can't give up Sonic over a girl, I think then there's something wrong with me, you know.
Yeah,
you can look at it two ways there.
But if it's a hobby that you enjoy a lot, and you know you find somebody that absolutely hates the things that you love, then that's probably not the right person for you.
That's true. Yeah, it's double-edged sword.
It does go both ways. Yep.
Well, hey, it was nice to get to meet you. Thanks for calling in.
Yep, I'm going to bed now. So.
Okay, sorry. Hope you don't have to stay up too late.
See you guys online.
Alrighty. See you.
Take care. Night. Well, I'd say that went relatively well for our first caller.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, if anyone else wants to call in, by all means, just find us. Usually I'm kind of posting when we'll be doing our podcast on Twitter, so if you haven't found me yet, look for Ray2P on Twitter.
Yeah, anything else personal about Ray's life, feel free to ask.
Well, hey, do you want to start the show?
Let's do it. Where should we start?
Let's move on to comic talk. This week's comic was Mixed Results, our very first Kirby comic.
And I would say the response wasn't mixed. It was all pretty positive.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was actually kind of sweating bullets on this comic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because, really, what's the joke?
Kirby's... I think it's funny.
Well, you're a dad. For us single people, it's like, you know, Kirby swallows... a baby bottle, and then he becomes the bottle and he cries. I guess that's kind of funny. But really, then it's like, well, that's kind of like, it's pretty lame in my opinion. It's wow. mediocre. It's wow. mediocre. I know it's your idea. It's mediocre quality humor right there. So I knew, I'm like, I'm gonna have to make this really sweet looking. Like, I have to make it look really good. Because if I just made every frame look similar to the last one, it would have been like, that was pretty weak, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just trying to build myself
so
up.
So what this you're is, trying maybe this to is why say I can't is, find a girlfriend. Tim came up with a crappy idea, so I had to come and save the day with some awesome artwork. And thank goodness.
Okay, I don't mean it like that. I really
I
don't.
I know. No, you did do a wonderful job artistically on it, which absolutely helps the idea. I mean, if Cur Baby wasn't so cute as a little bottle, then it wouldn't be such a funny joke. But see, here, I would rather do a joke, a simple joke like this that does have nice artwork and is kind of cute, than the other jokes we've done before, where it's maybe it gets really complicated, and then you don't have time to do the artwork right, or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's clearly a balance issue. Like, if you asked me to do a Transformers comic, I'd say no instantly. Yeah. Actually, John Watts brought it up. I'm like, John, it's over. I'm not doing a Transformers comic.
Thanks.
I'm done. Unless I'm like just doing their mouths, you know, just their mouths. I can handle that.
Really, that would be such an obvious cop-out. It's like, why are we
exactly.
zoomed into their
See,
mouth?
That's the beauty of this comic, is Kirby is a fairly simple character.
Fairly simple. He's a circle.
Well, when I... well, okay, but there's detail that goes into the eyes and the expressions and the proportions of his body. It's more complicated than you might think.
Why do you think Brawl in the Family picked Kirby as their main character? No, there. You did some nice things with the filter, the noise filter, and all that stuff.
Now, the problem, I mean, the fact that we did a Kirby is kind of a warning sign to me a little bit, because that shows that we don't have any ideas relevant to today's gaming.
We don't, and I've been thinking about this recently, and I'm pretty much okay with that, because, I mean, a lot of comics do, you know, Penny Arcade, Control-Delete, they take on the latest games. But the problem with that is twofold. One, we don't have time to play all those games that come out necessarily, mm-hmm. nor are they all games that we maybe enjoy fully. Like, I don't play every first-person shooter that comes out, so I'm not going to have a
right.
comic idea for every first-person shooter, you know?
Right.
And also, I don't think our audience would necessarily appreciate it. The audience that we currently have, they're not all necessarily into the game that comes out every single week. Like, we have a lot of Sonic fans, we have a lot of Nintendo fans, we have a lot of people that understand more classic gaming, I think. So, I don't think we'd necessarily benefit by killing ourselves buying every new game every week and trying to come
and
up with an
idea.
Yeah,
the fact is, like, I'm running out of time to play games. I only have time for Brawl on the weekends.
Yeah.
It's way different than what it was a couple years ago on 2P Start. I mean, way different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only going to get worse for me, you know? Like, the fact that you were able to play so many games just a couple years ago in your position in life is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's surprising that, oh man, it's wild. Well, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different.
No, it wasn't.
My comment of the week goes to The Importer from Go Nintendo.
Oh, boy.
I love our Go Nintendo comments.
Yes.
Who said, I officially declare 2009 of being the year that the online video game webcomics died.
Yeah, I read that. I was hoping you'd notice that when I sent you the link. I'm like...
Love
First
it.
Of all, who are you to officially declare anything, right? I mean, I just love internet commenters. It's like, what? I'm God now because I have a keyboard in front of me and I'm going to type with it. Right?
What if he's actually the webcomic referee, you know?
Yeah, you know, you never know.
He just happened to be on Go Nintendo.
I would think he'd make the the official posting of that somewhat more pronounced than just comment at the bottom of Go Nintendo, but
yes,
you know. Yeah, that, and we got a bunch of good comments on Go Nintendo, and then that one, I'm like, oh, okay, now we're back to where we're typically at on Go Nintendo. So
yeah, and somebody else mentioned, like, oh, I've seen this done before, like
a million times better,
a million times on Brawl in the Family, and it was way better.
And I looked at that, and I'm like, first of all, artistically, they have not done it better. Okay, I like Brawl in the Family a lot. We just talked about this, but you know, it's easier to put out 3 or 4 comics a week when you're just drawing little sketches, right?
Yes. Oh man, if only I could do comics like that. Let me tell you, my life would be so much easier.
Why don't we have a vote? Anyone who wants Ray to start just scribbling instead of doing what he normally does, just leave a comment and,
You know what we should start doing is parroting other webcomics. We should do it in their style and their kind of joke.
Yeah, well, if we did Brawl in the Family, you'd just draw a sketch of Kirby eating a bunch of stuff and it would be
turning into it. Yeah, and then, I mean, really, that's the joke. Like, that's why I love. They're like, oh, this is done 50 times on Brawl in the Family already, probably
it's like,
more.
It's like, it's yeah, like, we've done so it like, once. That means,
yeah.
They've so done it 50 win? Times. That's not necessarily a good thing, right?
I don't understand. This is a competition of how many Kirby comics you have, you know?
Yeah, well, and it, I don't know. I haven't read all of Brawl in the Family's comics, so maybe they did something really similar, but it wasn't just funny because he turned into the object he ate. I mean, that's the obvious part. It's mm-hmm. that he turned into it and was no longer able to, you know, enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like the one thing he wanted, he couldn't have, sort of thing. So.
Yes. And that was the thing. Like, he's crying milk out his eyes.
Right.
So it's like he's filled with milk, but it's not good enough, or he doesn't like that now. You know?
And that's where my comment of the week comes in, because I was thinking about this after I. Yeah. Well, one thing real quick. It's fun now when you post the comics because I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, so you actually get to enjoy them.
So like I get to enjoy them like everyone else does. So it's actually fun for me to check it out instead of being like, well, Ray, you could change this, or you could, you know.
Right, yeah.
Like going back and forth.
Yeah, you have no veto power anymore.
So anyways, once I saw it, I noticed this little paradox here, and Ultimate DK said this. He said, I just realized, if Kerbaby drank his own tears in the last panel, then he'd be satisfied and wouldn't be crying anymore. But then if he's not crying, he'd have no milk, and thus he'd start crying, which would give him the milk he wants, etc. This is the wackiest paradox of a comic I've ever seen, which is pretty funny, yeah.
And that's why it's elevated on a higher level than, oh, I ate this, I turned into this, aren't I funny looking now? Because that's the majority of the Kirby jokes, right? Oh,
yeah.
It's funny because he looks like that character.
Right.
Yes. See, we strive for just an inch higher than that, really.
Yeah.
That's all I want. I just want something a little deeper than just that. So
try to set the bar a little higher, you know? And
I think
we succeeded, so.
Yes. Looks like we have another caller. Let's see if I can get this to work. Hello, welcome to 2P Start Live. Who is this?
This is Yeah568.
There you go. The power of editing. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Wow, you have nice, clean audio. It's wonderful. You're our second caller tonight, by the way.
Yes. Oh, thanks.
Surprising.
Just out of curiosity, where are you located?
I am located in British Columbia up in Canada.
Oh, wow. Nice. Wow, fantastic. Dang. Well, hey, what brings you to the show?
Well, I just wanted to call in and ask, how long does it usually take you guys to, like, make a comic and put it up and everything?
It takes me about a minute and a half to type an email script to Ray and let him go, so not too long.
Oh yeah, it's completely different on my end. I mean, we'll talk about it a little bit over the weekend or something, and usually what happens is Tuesday at about 5 p.m we're like, it's time to do a comic and we have no ideas, let's think of something really fast. And so that's where the minute and a half for Tim comes in.
Yes.
And then from about, 7 p.m. till 2 or 3 in the morning is my work of actually creating the comic and getting it done. It varies depending on which comic it is. I keep thinking I'll be done at about midnight, and I never am. It's always like 2
a.m. There's always little details and stuff that you want to clean up. And
yeah. So how about we turn this around on you, Yeah568? So when did you start reading our comics?
I believe it was like about a month ago or so. I think, I'm not really sure, but I think it was from Joystick's weekly webcomic wrap up, and
cool.
Yeah, I've been a fan ever since. So
thanks. Now, what turned you onto the podcast?
Like as soon as I was hooked onto the comic, I saw that there was 2P Start Live, and I just immediately subscribed and been listening to about 40 or so episodes. I'm working my way through all of them.
Wow.
Can you explain this to me? How does...
You're one of those
gets...
crazy people that goes through the whole archive. We've had a few people do that, and as we get more and more episodes, we're just like, this is going to become impossible at some point because there's so many hours worth of audio
right now.
But wow, that's really great.
Like, do you ever get sick from listening to them so much, you know?
No, not really. I just kind of like play it in the background while I'm like... doing other stuff, so kind of drown out the sound of my parents.
Cool. There you go.
It's funny because, yeah, I mean, when we were doing the 1 year episode of the podcast, I mean, I listened to like the first 40 or whatever, trying to find the best moments, and I pretty much wanted to throw up by about like 10 episodes in. It was ridiculous. But that was because you were
forcing yourself.
Oh yeah,
through them. Other people have said, you know, I just love listening to this on my commute or while I'm, you know, doing something on the computer. So I suppose if you were, you know, just trying to get something to listen to, you could wade through them all eventually.
Well, hey, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
It's been a blast. Take care. We'll talk with you later.
Yeah.
See you.
Yeah.
I'll be at your house next week. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Hey, take care, Y568.
You too.
Yeah, the creepy comments, they really can't come from you or me, or we're going to lose all our fans, so...
That's... And now it's time for a little segment we like to call...
Creepy comments. This one goes to Ray for just telling our second caller ever.
I'll be at your house next week. Don't worry.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, if you guys could not leave comments like that, that'd be much appreciated.
Oh, dear.
Well, two callers for, you know, without... That's cool. I'm having fun.
It's great, yeah.
I think you're enjoying it more than you thought you would.
Oh, I am enjoying it thoroughly.
Because I had some warnings. I had some friends like... Ray, you're opening the floodgates to something horrible you don't realize. Don't do it.
Well, I was mostly worried. Well, yeah, I was a little bit worried as to what kind of questions we might get. But I was more worried about promising people we'd be online at a certain time and that would never happen. But
what kind of questions were you worried we would get?
Oh, I don't know. Creepy comments. Ray, what are you
That's
wearing right now?
But see, I think we could spin that, okay? You know, I think we could...
Yeah, I'll leave that one
up to you. In fact, I'd almost prefer that people call in just to do creepy things, just to see what we do.
You have to edit that, because people are going to do that now. I don't want that.
Come on, do it.
All right. So where do we go from here?
Oh, yeah, we just did your suggestion box. You know, I actually had one more suggestion box left over.
Illegal. Must do next week.
Elos said, nice podcast, guys, but... Where's Catch the Chickens? Oh, do you mean the official chicken grab?
Grab
the chickens! Pick them up! Grab them!
You know,
grab them.
I would be, but they're pecking my daughter right now. And I really wanted to wake up, so I'm just going to let them go for it. She'll sleep through anything, don't worry. Oh, unless we're doing a podcast on a Saturday night.
Well, what do you say we break it up a little bit with a little bit of Rick-a-Rick-it Remix? With the segment I dished out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by and where you can grab it. This week it's a remix from Goemon's Great Adventure called Kabuki Frogs and is done by Red-Tailed Fox. Take a listen to a quick short sample. I've got a link right now back on the page you grabbed this episode of 2B Start Live from. Not to mention the link is right there for those of you listening to the M4A version of the show.
I wanted to mention one more thing, Ray.
Tim, let me tell you something.
Back on. You just have to edit it out.
Listen to me.
Just pretend you're going to listen to me and then just cut the next 30 seconds to a minute out of the podcast. I know that's what you're going to do.
Go ahead.
Oh, you're going to let me speak? Okay, great. Yeah. I was just going to say...
Rise from your grave.
Rise from your grave.
Many two-piece start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics, but never leaving a single comment.
How creepy.
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. Our first Grave Riser goes to Nebula427, who said, "As much as I hate the idea of being a zombie, I feel that I have to rise from my grave for this one. The cycle of emotions in this comic seem to parallel my reactions when I do the Kirby dance taunt in Smash. The annoyance of being beat down to the joy of pulling off an amazing come from behind smash to the confusion of when I am inevitably smashed off the screen due to my vulnerability as I taunt. This emotional waltz is beautifully represented here with a combination of stunning colors and overwhelming cuteness. Well done, sirs. Well done." Thank you.
Thank you much.
Thank you for rising from your grave.
Our last grave riser is Toof, which spells foot backwards. Just for you, little trivia there. Rise from the grave. I've been
rise
here since the second comic, and I've just been too lazy to comment. Sorry. Your comic is great. I almost find that hard to believe.
The second comic?
I mean, the second comic.
Hold on. Let me pull up that comic real
that
quick.
That comic was... Wasn't that the PS3... The...
Well, let's find out, my friend.
I believe it's the movie one.
Time Warp.
We're talking about the
movie.
Yes,
it's the Million Dollar Baby.
Million Dollar Baby,
play
yeah.
comic. We had 11 responses, one of which was yours. And let's see here.
A couple of them are tests by DJ. I don't know what he's testing.
One was by Guy Who Reads Your Comics.
Since this was posted in February of 2007, really only five comments if you go down to May. I mean, this one was nobody, really. We got like two people that commented around the time of the second comic.
Yes.
So, that's hard to believe. But it's possible, I guess, you know. But if it's truly, you know, you've really been here since the second comic, you know, that's great. Thanks for finally saying something. Jerk.
We love all our fans.
And so much.
If you have been here since, I don't know, the third comic, leave us a comment. You know, come on. Join in. Join
come
into
on,
the game
yeah.
here. We like to hear from you guys. Or better yet, call us on Skype. All right. Well, with that, it's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Black Doom. Well, my Black Doom Award goes to the ESRB.
Ah, okay. Are we talking Scribblenauts here?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
It goes to their rating summaries. You know, they have to have a little explanation for why they gave a game a certain rating,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen to this one. This was for an impossible mission on the Wii. The rating is everyone. E for everyone. Content descriptors, mild fantasy violence. Rating summary. This is a 2D action game in which players control a small secret agent that runs and jumps across platforms to stop an evil genius. Players must navigate through a sequence of rooms, find a secret password, and avoid tiny robots along the way. Players must avoid getting hit by robots' electrical beams or falling off the platform ledges, causing the secret agent to yell a prolonged, "Ah!" That's it.
That's pretty, yeah. Well, that's very descriptive.
Now my question is, why the awe? Like, is that like,
I don't know.
My son playing that game. I think it's a little too much.
If it was an like, ooh, I might be okay with it, but an awe,
like,
geez.
Like if he was silent on the way down, would it be like mild fantasy or like, you know, like with a is that what got his violence right? You know what, like what's the
it, yeah,
I mean,
you
if
know,
it was like
that. I thought you were talking about Scribblenauts because the ESRB listing for Scribblenauts was pretty funny. Scribblenauts, you can basically put whatever you want in the game. So it's like, what could they possibly say about this, right? So it says, "This is a puzzle game. Players have the ability to summon different objects by writing or typing in the word, i.e. bike, spaceship, lion, and watching it come to life. Different whimsical scenarios can be triggered. A bicycle can be used to jump over a baby. Cabbage can be fed to dinosaurs. Steak can be attached to a baby to attract lions. If players wish to, they may type in the word vomit, which causes a beige-colored lump to appear on the screen. It's like, yes, those are a few examples.
Now, what about when a god fights Satan? Is that not in there? That's pretty important.
You would think that they would come up with more drastic scenarios than cabbage being fed to dinosaurs, but...
Cabbage being fed to... come on. Really?
That's as random as the game itself. I mean,
it's
come
like
on.
They tested it for 10 minutes, and like, these are all the words that we typed in. Here's our rating.
Oh, brother. My Black Doom Award is going to go to the Tomb Raider reboot.
Ooh.
Here's the problem. It seems like to me that every Tomb Raider game that comes out, they're calling it a reboot. Have you noticed that?
I honestly haven't thought of that, but yeah, you're right.
But though, seriously, like, the games, right. The first few games were really popular on the PlayStation and Dreamcast, whatever, and then they started tanking, and so they're like, okay, Angel of Darkness, this is like a brand new type of game, you know, blah, 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 it sucked, okay? They're like, okay, forget that stuff, we're going back to the roots, you know, Tomb Raider Legend, like it's...
This sounds like you're describing all the Sonic games of the last 5 years.
Exactly! They're doing like very similar things to Sonic, they're just saying, oh, we're going back to square one, or we're rebooting the franchise, or whatever. So this new, you know, they have a new Tomb Raider game, supposedly... rumored to be coming out. It's an open world, it's like survival horror, it's different, you know, blah blah blah. So they're calling it a reboot. And at the same time, rumor has it that the third Tomb Raider movie is going to be a reboot, you know, brand new origin story to Lara Croft. It's like, when is enough enough? I mean, when is your franchise so torn to shreds that rebooting it every 3 years people are tired of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm kind of torn with the whole reboot thing because I think for movie franchises, it's done pretty decent. Like the Batman reboot, the Hulk reboot. I mean, I think we've seen some decent results there, but...
Yes.
If you have to reboot more than a couple times, you're probably just better off leaving it alone.
Is she any hotter? That's the question.
I'm not going to answer that question. She's hotter than she was in the PS1 version, let's put it that way, because she has more polygons, yeah.
So what you're saying is I need to find me a girlfriend with great polygons.
Yeah, there you go. It's all about the polygons.
Honey, you have amazing graphics. Well, thank you. and that's why I don't have a girlfriend. All right. Boy, does that do it?
Maybe a little bit of Musical Misfits.
Some great video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are interested. Our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions, so this week's song was submitted by Steve-O's. It's the In the Earthen Womb from Illusion of Gaia on the Super Nintendo. So, that will do it for this edition of 2-Piece Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead.
Oh, you're going to let me speak? Okay, great. Yeah. Great. I was just going to say, for such a great, wonderfully drawn comic, you sure do get a lot of questions about the choices that you make, such as, why is Kerbaby's foot on backwards, and why did you draw it in the Green Hill Zone?
Yeah, and why does Baby Kirby have a tooth? Kirby doesn't have the tooth.
Yeah, that done too.
Right.
So many people questioning your artistic choices here.
Well, here's the thing. They're so busy looking for hidden details that they start noticing that the foot backwards. It's not backwards.
It's not
backwards.
It's just pointed outward.
It's just awkward a little bit, I guess. But
no, I got it. He's just kind of standing with his foot up.
Hey, jeez, lay off, man. Jeez.
I'm supporting you here. And why does he say thwomp? Why thwomp, Ray? Why glug?
Okay, you're not serious then. All right, yeah.
No.
I thought you were serious, and I'm like, really? You just got done. Boy, I'm out of it. I should have stopped at two beers. I really thought that, like, I really love having sound effects done with sound, like, done with describing words that sound very strange, you know, or wouldn't be your regular, like, gulp gulp or something. Like, glug glug is a little better.
Yeah.
And so I really struggled over how it should swallow in the bottle, you know, like schlump, you know, like
schlump, that would have been cool.
I don't want to make it too much where people start asking questions. I just want to be just enough to make it kind of interesting.
Yeah, if they notice it enough to say something, then you probably went too far.
Well, here's
Yes.
I really wish I could put that in the podcast.
I know.
It's so sad. I really want to start the sentence like that now. let me see.